Every October, my family frolics. That means that we head down to Charleston, Illinois, to enjoy fresh kettle corn, homemade root beer, and some pretty amazing performers, like sword swallowers. When my two kids were small, I worried that one of them would make like the performers and attempt to plunge a plastic sword down his gullet, which reminds me, they had fire eaters, too. It's an event known as the Harvest Frolic and Agricultural Fair, held on the Lincoln Log Cabin State Historic Site. The frolic is more like an old-fashioned carnival, with everyone coming together to enjoy the place's living history. Tradespersons, performers, role-playing residents, and us, with hundreds of others. As the website for the park explains, the Lincoln Log Cabin State Historic Site was the 1840s home of Thomas and Sarah Bush Lincoln, father and stepmother of our 16th president, and Abraham Lincoln visited there when he was a lawyer living in Springfield. Somehow, and I don't really understand it, the frolic and the Lincoln Log Cabin site itself made this homesick big city type begin to appreciate small town charms. But as I write this, there's a message in a warning red font written on the park's website. 2008 Harvest Frolic canceled. That would have knocked the wind out of me had I read it without warning. That's how much our family looks forward to our visits. But I'd already heard even worse news, that the Lincoln Log Cabin State Historic Site is one of the places in Illinois that the governor has ordered shuttered, closed on October 1st until further notice. No park, no frolic, no more visits. All they say in an attempt to balance the budget. Other state historic sites are going away, too. Additional places that have great significance to people like me, and even to people who've never visited Illinois but wish they could. The Dana Thomas House in Springfield, a breathtaking showpiece of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture and design, and another heart-bounding destination for our family. The Bryant Cottage State Historic Site in Bement, the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. I could go on. In all, 13 state historic sites will be closed in less than a month if things aren't changed. And as the Chicago Sun-Times put it, Central Illinois is bearing the brunt of these closures. For those like me, this is all a deeply personal affront. These were the places that helped keep me here when I felt lost. Little reminders of what one can find in bigger cities, made more wonderful because they're right here in our own backyard, staffed by people, many volunteers, with a real passion for Lincoln, for Frank Lloyd Wright, for the period, for history itself. It's not just simple destinations. The Illinois cultural legacy itself is being shuttered. And that's a tragedy, period, not just because we're told to be looking for Lincoln as we anticipate a big Lincoln birthday. I can't imagine that this rich history won't be shared with the next generation. In recent years, Illinois put out a press release boasting about the Harvest Frolic and Agricultural Fair set for early October near Charleston. This year, there's nothing, of course. And that's because they've taken much more than a plastic sword to the event. They've killed it permanently. I'm Amy Guida.